Hello, everyone. Greetings and welcome back to Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase, and this is Somatic Healing Sessions number 13. And before I share what today's theme will be and bring us into the healing journey, I want to share that I'm very excited. As I said at the end of the last podcast, in this episode, I would be letting you know of a project that I've just completed for you called Journey Through the Chakras. And I won't give you too much information. I don't want to take up too much time on the podcast for promotions per se, but still, I have these wonderful offerings. And I know that if you enjoy this podcast, you will also enjoy those as well. And this one is a 9-part self-healing audio mini course, and you can find it at www.ultimatechakrajourney.com. And chakra is spelled C-H-A-K-R-A, chakra, ultimatechakrajourney.com. And you can read all about it there. And it is something I'm very proud of and very excited to share with you. I know that you will love it, and it's only $44 or two payments of $22. So, without further ado, let's dive in to the beautiful healing session that we have today, which is about the heart space and creating a safe space inside. And sometimes, you know, we get overly emotional, maybe, or not overly, but our emotions can be intense, and it can feel like we're being maybe overly emotional. You know, people say, don't be so sensitive. But, you know, we are sensitive, humans. Humans are sensitive. And being able to regulate our emotions is important. But also being able to create a sense of safety inside the body where you can develop a sense inside that no matter what you're feeling, it is safe to feel. And so often when children express their feelings, many parents are not equipped to hold space for those emotions because perhaps they didn't get the training they needed to hold space for their emotions in the first place. And so we have this intergenerational pattern that we see a lot in our beautiful human family of not trusting emotions and, you know, being taught along the way. There was, you know, some generational compassion we can have for this, you know, in the turn of the century in the 1900s. And in the early 1900s, you know, during the, let's look into the 20s there and the 30s and the time of great strain on families. And so austerity was the name of the game. And there were also a lot of religious mores going on here. And just looking at the rules and regulations of the household, the idea that children should be seen and not heard really permeated a lot of our cultural family values and traditions that were passed along in many families. And so the rules in the house said, okay, kids, you need to sit down, be quiet, be seen and not heard. And if there was any crying, that was wrong or bad. If there was any anger, that was wrong or bad. And a lot of times emotional expression was accompanied by punishment, discipline. And so, boy, think about what effect that has on a child and an adult. So it sets us up for not knowing how to handle our emotions and not feeling that safety inside, that is really needs to be created from a young age in order to be able to hold space for one's emotions. And so just think about if any of this is resonating with you on any level. And this is what we're going to take with us into this healing journey today. So maybe there's a degree of applicability about what I just said in terms of your upbringing or families you know of, or just thinking about those skills that you were taught or shown or learned at a young age about creating a space of safety inside, and the knowing that it is safe to feel, that it's okay to feel, and that feeling is natural and normal, and expressing feelings is human and healthy. And so hopefully this particular healing session will support you wherever you are on that, whether you feel that you have a real sense of safety inside with your emotions or not. And maybe this will also support you in supporting others as well. So that's our theme for today. It is safe to feel. And the safety is created inside of you, in your being. And that's where we're going to go with this today. So go ahead and sit back, get comfortable, and find a nice place to just receive some healing energy and go into your body. The first episode of this podcast is called The Felt Sense of Being. And if this is your first episode of my podcast, I definitely recommend you go back and start from the beginning again and go through all the way the prior 12 sessions as well. So yes, that felt sense of being. Sometimes we feel a little more agitated. Sometimes we feel a little more calm. So I just invite you to take a few deep breaths and get curious about how you're feeling right now. Get curious about what your body is doing right now, what your body's signals are. As you take these deep, slow breaths, you're going to inhale through the nose and slowly release the breath out the mouth. And you'll just let your body let go of tension in any areas that you notice. As you breathe, feel that expansion on the inhale. And just a dropping sensation on the exhale, releasing. Relax your jaw, shoulders, face, hips, belly, back, legs, feet, arms, hands. Feel the rise and fall of your breath. So you're making sure that you're not driving any vehicles while you're doing this exercise, because I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Deep breath, big sigh. We're going to use some creative imagining during this session today, creative visualization. Guided imagery. So imagine that in your body, around your chest area, there's a big, wide open space. And if that's hard for you to imagine, then get curious about the sensations you feel in your chest area, in the back and the front, and all through your chest. If there's any tightness there, just notice it and take some deep breaths. We're not trying to get rid of it or change it. We're just noticing it, being with the discomfort or just the constriction or tightness, whatever it is, just allowing it to be there. And breathing at the same time. You might also notice some sensations in your feet or legs to bring a sense of groundedness to your being, to your awareness. Somatic is about the felt sense of being in your body and the way that your body expresses its emotional state through sensations. So just get curious. You don't have to figure it out right now. We're allowing the body to speak, to communicate with you. And you just do that by witnessing it, paying attention to it, bringing your awareness into your body, into the various areas of your body. Noticing what parts of your body are signaling to you, and breathing in and breathing out as you do this. The breathing is going to help you connect with the sensory information that your body is giving you. When you hold your breath, it's harder to feel. When you breathe, the feelings can move. This is very important. To breathe allows the feelings to move. And when the feelings move, we are creating space. And when we're creating space, we're sending a signal that it is safe to feel. We're sending a signal to the body, to the brain, and to the part of you that needs to hear this, that it is safe to feel. So breathe in and breathe out. And feel into that chest area, the heart space. See if you can nudge it a little bit, expand it with your breath. We're creating the safety inside. It's in your heart. That's where the safety is. It's in your heart. Because that's where the love is. That's where the unconditional love lives. It's where it sprouts, let's say. It's where it blossoms and blooms and sends its radiance and its fragrance all through your being, all the levels and layers of your being, to your inner child, to the wounds, to the past, to your present, to your ego, to your higher self, to all the parts of you. The fragrance of that rose creates a field of energy all around you, the sweetest bloom of love in your heart. If maybe rose isn't the right flower for you, perhaps imagine one that is. Something beautiful. Something that symbolizes unconditional love to you. Feel it blossoming and blooming into your whole body from your heart, creating a field of loving kindness, of unconditional love, all around your body, holding you in this vibration. Feel that. Feel that energy. This is how we create the safety inside, and how you come to know that it is safe to feel. And you're creating space for those emotions and those sensations. Sometimes we have pains or discomforts and we get upset about them because we don't feel safe. They make us feel worried. But when you know that it is safe to feel, you know that these feelings are transitory. They're passing through. They're not here to stay. Sometimes they hang out a little longer than others. But nothing is permanent. Everything is in transition. Always. And your breath helps you remember this. So take another deep breath. It comes and it goes. It comes in and it flows out. That's what the breath does. That's what you do. That's what life does. That's what emotions do, sensations, thoughts, relationships, experiences. This is life, and your body is in flux. It's constantly changing. Anything you ever think about your body affects it in that moment. And each moment to moment to moment, your projection into your body is co-creating with your body. It's co-creating the changes that are happening within your body, your environment, your mental state, your level of consciousness and intentionality, all of this has effect on your body, the way your body expresses, the way your body feels. You are not a victim to your DNA. You are not a victim to anything. There's always possibility for change. So see your body as this always in flux state of being. It's not even a thing. It's just a it's an expression of movement and change. That's what our bodies are. And in that, there's this freedom so that your feelings don't have to get stuck inside. You don't have to mask them or close them down or shut them out or be afraid of them. They are just moving through. And so, this is how you know it is safe to feel. Your body knows it's safe to feel. We don't really have to even create the safe space. Your body is a safe space to feel. So see that, feel that, own that, feel the sensation of that in your body, this frequency of that joy, of that acceptance, of that love, that even if there are difficult feelings, emotions inside of there, you also have all these other emotions that are here to help you take care of the ones that aren't as pleasant. So breathe deep, my friends. Breathe deep. Breathe deep and know that your body is a safe space and that you have love with you at all times. This unconditional love, this sweet fragrance that's just permeating your entire body, flowing out in all directions. Supporting you, holding you, keeping you safe and whole and healed. So take this with you today. Take this with you tonight. Take it with you into your life. And take a deep breath as we close this somatic healing session and open your eyes very gently and stretch and move a bit. Let your body do whatever it wants to do right now. Ask your body if it needs to move and what it wants to do. It will show you. So make some movements and maybe have a nice big yawn, get some water, take your time and move slowly from this. Take the energy with you. And as always, I wish you all the blessings of the universe. And remember that you can get my new Ultimate Chakra Journey online. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear what you think. It's www.ultimatechakrajourney.com. I close this healing session with divine love and wisdom, sending you all the love in the world, and I'll see you next time. This is Rachel Chase, and you can find me at rachelchase.com. This is Somatic Healing Sessions number 13, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Take care.